The following program is made possible by a grant from the Indiana Committee for the Humanities, in cooperation with the National Endowment for the Humanities, and with the support of the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts.
Hello, I'm Paul Tyler, and this is Indiana Hoedown. Today, I want you to hear Eine kleine Volksmusik, music brought to this country by immigrants from Germany and played by Hoosier musicians of German heritage. Several, in fact, were born in Germany. Others are from families that have been here for four or five generations. And I'd like to acknowledge a special guest on today's show, although you'll never get to hear his voice. He is folklorist Gary Stanton from Indiana University at Bloomington. He's been a great behind-the-scenes help to Indiana Hoedown all along, but he especially has helped me put together today's musical journey that will take us from some of the German communities in southern Indiana to the German music scene in Fort Wayne. This program will focus on German dance music, but I'd like to mention some of the other facets of the German music tradition that can be heard in the state of Indiana. There are hymn traditions of various religious groups like the Amish, the Mennonites, and the various German Protestant and Lutheran churches. And also, in German associations in cities like Fort Wayne and Evansville, there are singing clubs and oompa bands. And these are groups that rely more on written music than do the dance musicians who play a lot by ear, such as Fritz Erhardt's band, who you're hearing now doing the Helen Polka. What is true of the rest of the country is especially true in Indiana, that people of German descent are the second largest group in the population, second only to Americans of English extraction. What is puzzling is that German music has not been more prevalent in American folk and popular music. Actually, there's plenty of German music around to be heard, it just seems to have kept a low profile. Polka music is usually associated with Germans. However, it might surprise some of you to know that the polka didn't originate in Germany, and much of the polka music you hear at the beer fests or Bavarian fests that have become popular recently is really of Polish or American origin. More on that later. Suffice it to say that the Germans have adopted the polka. But I want to start out this program by looking for some older German dance tunes. And a good place to start is in the rural communities of Indiana that were settled mostly by Germans in the first great wave of immigration from Deutschland to America in the mid-1800s. Such areas as eastern Jackson County in southern Indiana and northern Adams and southern Allen in the northeastern part of the state were settled by German Lutherans in the 1840s and 50s, and they more or less hung on to some of their old music, though they did readily accept the Anglo-American square dance tradition. Or there's Franklin County near Cincinnati and Du Bois and Spencer County down by the Ohio River. These were settled by German Catholics in the same period, and they also kept a lot of their old world music as they continued to speak their mother tongue. Down in Du Bois and Spencer County, it was an area that some Catholic priests from Germany had set up a good German community in the New World, and they wanted an area where they could be free from contamination or conflict with English-speaking communities. And they found it in this area in southern Indiana, in a line from the Ohio River, the town of Troy, up to Jasper, the county seat of Du Bois County, including some other towns like Fulda, St. Meinrads, and Ferdinand. I want to play some music from a band from Fulda. They'll start off with an American fiddle tune, Rubber Dolly. This is an example of how the bands from this area, at least in the last 50 years or so, have been mixing together German music and American music in spite of what their priests originally intended. And then they'll follow up with the Lauterbach, which is probably the best-known German piece. In fact, a lot of people know it without realizing it's German, I'm sure.
This is Opie and Ossie.
That's Herbert Olmar and Butch Kunkler. The first number will be Rubber Dolly.
Oscar Butch Kunkler was doing the singing on the Lauterbach, singing it in German. Many people down in Spencer New Boys County can speak German, though English is used more now ever since World War II. Though the people, when they speak in English, still have a marked accent, even though their families may have been in the U.S. for four or five generations. I want to turn now to some older German music. This was recorded in 1961 at the Arch Abbey in St. Meinrads by a local band. They got together especially for the centennial of the town of St. Meinrads, and it features the fiddling of Joe Altman, and he wanted to bring into the studio with him two of his band members, Butch Kunkler, who you heard on the previous two songs, who played guitar, and Vic Becker, playing bass. The centennial band included more, such as a saxophone, a drummer, and an accordion player, but this is what Joe wanted for the session. Joe, I guess, was quite a character. He had a lot of jokes and stories that went along with his music. He really enjoyed playing. And what I want you to hear now is, first of all, a German song. I hope I can say it right. Duma wird Kopf. And then an old-style German polka, which is more or less schottisch tempo. And then a waltz.
The next one is something about a Dummkopf, but Joe tells me the title actually is Duma wird Kopf. Spiel du Lump. Spiel du Lump. sure has a kind of a mad smile on his face map. I think it's because he needs a schnapps. So if he plays a real nice polka without that bingo crap, when I count to three, then we'll let him have a double schnapps. Hey, 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 hey. When you mention schnapps, he gets a little too anxious. You all start together. One, two, three, spiel. Schnapps is all gone. Joe just swallowed the cart. In heaven they say there is no beer, so you better drink your share here. Cause after a while you won't be near, then somebody else will souse your beer. So the Spaßmakers will wind up this session with their Butcher Hannes Waltz. Don't you mal nein blitzen jetzt.
I should mention that Billy Fisher was the fellow doing the announcing on these recordings. The band, they called themselves the Spaßmakers, had made one record for the centennial celebration at St. Meinrad's, and folks around there asked for more, so they made a second record, which you heard some pieces from. This second one had some more clowning around on it than the first one did, and a third one was planned. Unfortunately, Joe Altman died before they could make a third record. But I'm glad that they did make these first two records, because it preserved some very interesting old German pieces. Some of these, so the story goes, Joe had learned from a fellow coal miner named Hugo Sommer, who had immigrated from Germany, and he whistled some of these old melodies while he dug coal, and Joe learned them from hearing them at work and then went home and played them on the fiddle. The next piece you're going to hear is one such melody that Joe got from Hugo Sommer. He didn't know a name for it, so when they went to make the record, they had to make up a name. They called it Der Fliegelhund, which means flying dog. It's a very pretty waltz. I want to point out that waltzes were especially popular in German communities in Indiana 50 years ago and more. Waltzing parties were something that were held quite regularly. We'll follow the waltz up with another German dance, an old dance, one that's called Ein, zwei, drei und vier. And how the dance goes is, for the first part of the music, the people walk forward 8 steps, and then they slide backwards. And they repeat all of that, and when it's all through, then they polka.
We're the coast in England now, Beatles, because we got Joe coming up in Fliegelhund. To dance a schottische, now comes your opportunity. This one is simple because you only need to count to 4, in Dutch, of course. Ready? Eins, zwei, drei.
Bingo!
Bingo. Heiliger Himmel. Some more bingo. Once more bingo, and then I will really, really rich, boom, boom. Ready? Eins, zwei, drei, oder vier. Thank you.
You'll hear two more songs from the Spaßmachers, featuring the singing of Joel Altman and Butch Kunkler. The first one is in German. It's one of Joe's favorite, called Nur kein Wasser not, which means no water yet, I believe. It's about an old man who wants to get married, and the young girls won't have him, and he doesn't want an old woman. After that will be an American popular song, I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Butch Kunkler sings the first verse on this one, and then Joe sings the second. And you can hear the strong accent that Joe has, even though he was born in this country.
We got something very unusual coming up now. It's vocal by Joe himself. It's Nein nur kein Wasser net. Coming up by Butch and Joe, I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now, Vic with the bass fiddle.
a little to the west of that line of German Catholic towns that reaches from Troy on the Ohio River to Jasper in Du Bois County. We'll go to the area of Huntingburg, which is in the western part of Du Bois County, and Standale in Pike County. This is also a fairly German area, though it was settled by Protestants. It seems that the people around here gave up speaking German earlier than did the folks around Fulda and St. Meinrad. Also, they don't have the strong accents that you heard from some of the Spaß makers. The band I want you to hear is the Sottkamps family band. They all live in a farmhouse set way back in the woods just outside of Standale. The band is made up of Wayne Sottkamps, who's the leader of the band. He plays fiddle, a little bit of electric guitar, and does the singing. And also his wife, Barbara, who plays guitar. Their two children, Charlie, who plays mandolin and does some singing, and Lisa, who is starting to do some singing. She also plays the tambourine and sometimes the drums. And then the kid's grandfather, Hugo, is the drummer of the band, though he trades off on tambourine, and he also calls square dances. The band performs regularly every other Wednesday night at a square dance for senior citizens that's held at the Youth Center in Huntingburg, Indiana. They alternate with another German band called Gus's Gang. They also play for senior citizens and church groups where they mostly do country and western music. But they do have a couple of German pieces in their repertory because I think there is some call for those types of pieces. A couple of polkas like the Beer Barrel Polka and the Pennsylvania Polka, which you're about to hear, though that's a piece that they learn from Harrigan on the Lawrence Welk Show. But first off is a real interesting little piece called the Seven Steps, which they had requests for, so they had to find some German musicians who could teach it to them. Wayne Sottkamp does the singing. Some of it is in German. He said he had to get his father, Hugo, who knows a little German, to teach him how to do it in German. So first off, Seven Steps.
All right, here's another old-time number, an old-time German number called the Seven Step. Polka.
listening to Indiana Hoedown, a program of Eine kleine Volksmusik, German traditional music in the state of Indiana. I'm Paul Tyler.